Then there's the utter misery that is college radio. They apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, broadcast live on CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks so much for folks who contributed to Fundrive a couple of weeks back. It was a really wonderful show. We had Mint Records band The Gay live here in the studio, and that was a whole lot of fun. We raised some money, and of course, the Mint Records anniversary show was the next Friday at the Waldorf. That was a wonderful show. So if you missed me last week, it was because you would have heard sport on instead. And the sport's taking over my slot, just for the odd slot over the next couple of months. So here we are again, and I'm just going to break it up a little bit. My usual run-through, of course, is to play old Australian music first, then new Australian music and new Canadian. But this week I'm going to start off with some brand new Canadian music, go way back to some 60s beat music from Australia, and then flip right back to Vancouver again and play my interview with Lana from Synthcape, a great local band. So I hope you enjoy the good mix of music, Canadian, Australian, to finish the show. So first of all, I want to play you a few tracks from the new release by Jesse D and Jackie B. The two bands I'm playing on either end of the show, what unites them a little bit, I guess, is musical training, jazz training. Lana from Synthcape will be talking a little bit about her musical education, and she's a jazz-trained vocalist. And Jesse D, guitarist, also did some extensive music schooling and is very proficient on the guitar. He's got this great, beautiful white 50s-style guitar. He's a great finger picker and developing into a good songwriter. He's from Edmonton, Alberta. He partnered up with Jackie B, and he put out a couple of albums. This is his latest one with Jackie, Jesse G and Jackie B, called A Ghost Will Fill These Walls. And Jesse occasionally comes through. He actually relocated from Edmonton to Wells in northern BC, of course, the home of the Arts Wells Festival. He's definitely a guy to check out when he passes through town. Jesse D and Jackie B. Let's play a few tracks, starting with The Straggler. This is the first track off this album called A Ghost Will Fill These Walls. New Canadian music here on CITR 101.9.
Negatory accolades, thick like smoke, sincerity scares as a ghost. There isn't anybody here for anybody. Well, a dark wood hole down a trendy road with a tree slab table 6 inches thick. Had a run-in with a
Holding hands with the highway, hours on end. Carving out a niche with each dip, tuck and bend. Wind fighting its way through the windows in time. With the tight-headed highway and the faint yellow line. Shut us up, it's pittance pay and it's pension free, but no one forced me to sign it. We are asphalt, all our guard is as we negotiate this sea. Well, each the crest is a mountain, and each trough's a prairie. I left sleep behind in a town out west. Now I'm caffeine up and cruising. My baby's sleeping in the passenger seat, just me and my barbed wire companion. So I roll down the window to drown out the stereo, and I go dead for a second. But when I open my ears, well, I know it's a roll, but I pretend that it's the ocean.
things in between.
From an uninvited guest, he had an entourage of desirables. But after tasting the gamut, she settled on confidence. And he came along as a bonus. Said, "Come over here, let me shake your hand. May I make your acquaintance?" But his palm was warm like a welcome mat. The earth opened up and your head got fat. Looks like we got a problem.
Looks like we got a problem.
Scratching at the surface like a tick.
At surface like a tick.
But this little tick's your best friend. This little tick's your best friend. Now this little tick's your best friend. This little tick's your best friend. Now it seems your ego's eclipsing the sun. And like Batman, you got a Robin. With your gaze so steadily fixed on the prize that you can't tell the stars from the oncoming cars. It looks like we got a problem.
It looks like we got a problem.
Scratching at the surface like a tick. But this little tick's your best friend. This little tick's your best friend. Nah, this little tick's your best friend. This little tick's your best friend. Well, humidity is a brutal refrain, a broken record that just keeps on playing and playing. Humidity is a brutal refrain, a broken record that just keeps on playing and playing. Humidity is a brutal refrain, a broken record that just keeps on playing and playing. Humidity is a brutal refrain, a broken record that just keeps on playing and playing. Playing, 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 playing. Looks like we got a problem.
Looks like we got a problem.
Scratching at the surface like a tick.
At the surface like a tick.
This little tick's your best friend. Your best friend. This little tick's your best friend. It looks like we got a problem.
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 It looks like we got a problem. At the surface, like a tick.
Lightning on the clouds this evening. green gray set against a crisp and cool blue. I imagine the warmth on my face to the point where I can feel it. And as the sun sets, I think of you. Off into the distance, to the windmills on the horizon, landscapes like mindscapes in perpetual shift, and in the frame like islands. Sky turns the gold to silver, the moon, the silent elements. And in this lovely shimmery nighttime, snowblow, I squint into eternity. The moon, she sees what I. Squint into eternity. The moon, she sees what I don't see. The moon, she sees what I don't see. The moon, she sees what I don't see. The moon, she sees what I.
Took me and I didn't even feel it. I didn't even feel the rhythm, the motion, the pull. I'm stuck out here like I'm stuck for words, with no pad paper raft and no ballpoint paddle. A metaphor lost at sea.
Weary. Oh dear, what a Bangkok cabin took me for a spin.
Okay, so we're back here on CRTR, and a few tracks there from the Jesse D and Jackie B album, Our Ghosts Will Fill These Walls, some great new Canadian music. And now we're going to flip a little bit. We're going to go back into some older Australian music for a little while, and then into the interview with Lana from Synthcake, which will wrap up the show at 7:30. So lots of great music to look forward to, old Australian music, then new music from Canada, and an interview.
I'm not tearing up the charts, babe.
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing. Just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
The world's most shocking monster.
That techno rock you guys listen to is godless.
I'm sure.
And the only reason you don't understand our music is that you don't like it.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence.
Can anyone stop their mechanical mayhem?
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich Saturday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Alright, this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show here on CITR 101.9 FM for another week. Thanks so much for tuning in and thanks for your patience. We had some sport playing last week. Our show's been put on the sidelines for occasional weeks over the winter for sports to be broadcast. But of course, before that, the week before was the Stranded Fun Drive show featuring The Gay, that great band on Mint Records, who reformed, reunited, I guess, for the Mint Records anniversary. And it was a wonderful night last Friday night. I went along to The Gay perform with all these other old bands, of course, like the Evaporators with Nardwa, all sorts of wonderful bands. And I got to fill myself with the history of the musical history of this city, which is something I'm really interested in. And of course, folks know I really like musical history generally, so I'm about to play some older Australian music. And later on in the show, I have locally here an interview with Lana from the band Synthcake, a really great pop band here in the city, which has recently played Shindig. And I had a chat with Lana this afternoon, and we're going to be broadcasting a two-part interview with Lana and featuring some music from the Synthcake EP called Musicophilia. So I hope you enjoy the show ahead. So, older Australian music to start with, the thing I love to do
more than just about anything else is to dip into the archives and play some vinyl. And listeners from the last month or so would have heard me play a lot of music from a 2-LP set of Australian 60s rock and roll that Nardwar actually lent me, and I just played it non-stop at home, and it was just really great. Lots of great stuff like the Master's Apprentices and the Easy Beats. So I guess I did a couple of shows where I featured tracks from that album, but this one, I've been holding this for a while. I actually bought this at Scratch Records here in Vancouver, and it was such an odd find. This is a collection of singles from a band called the Cherokees. Now, a very obscure beat band from Melbourne in the 1960s, and I gotta say, this is really, really great music. I'd never heard of them in my life. I don't think many people would, because, of course, you know, the Easy Beats, Master's Apprentices, they're the bands that kind of got the name. There's always, in those sort of waves, always amazingly good bands that are consistent but don't quite reach that star status, and the Cherokees was one of them. And in fact, I'm going to read you a bit from the back here. So, Melbourne's Cherokees had a longevity that most other Aussie bands of the 60s didn't, lasting from 1961 to late 1968. They never quite scaled the heights of their contemporaries at the time. In fact, their biggest hit came with their penultimate release, Minnie the Moocher. The band's longevity can be credited for two reasons. Firstly, they were a very polished outfit that had several years plying their wares around the Melbourne circuit before achieving any notable success. And also the fact that they could quite easily adapt to the changing trends of music, from instrumentals to beat and onto the unusual jug band style evidenced on their last two releases. So the band was formed in 1961 at the instigation of popular vocalist Johnny Chester. The original Cherokees were left over from Chester's regular backing band, the Chessmen. When the Chessmen folded, he renamed them the Cherokees after a popular ice cream of the time. So let's play some music of the Cherokees. There's a great beat band from the 60s, Melbourne. LP, I got it from Scratch Records. I don't know how it ended up there, but I'm glad it did. Perfect for my show. So I'm going to play you. I'm going to play you a lot from both sides of this. We'll start with a song called "Only If You Care." This is by the Cherokees.
I want some modified loving from you. I want your lips so warm and true. I want your happiness to share. But only if you care. But only if you care. I want to feel your warm embrace. I long to touch your tender face. Yes, I want your happiness to share. But only if you care. But only if you care. Never took your love from me. Oh. I want some modified loving from you. I want your lips so warm and true. Yes, I want your happiness to share.
Dimitri Martin, live on stage, 2012, telling jokes in cold places tour.
I used to get bummed out when it rained. But then I realized that's God's way of washing off hippies.
Saturday, January 7th at The Center in Vancouver for Performing Arts, Dimitri Martin.
Somebody asked me the question, are you ticklish? It doesn't matter whether you say yes or no.
Here's your chance.
They're going to touch you.
Reserve seats are on sale now at Ticketmaster.ca, presented by Just for Laughs. Don't miss Dimitri Martin.
So there's some great 60s rock and roll here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. I played you all of much of side A of the Cherokees. This is a release called The Go Sessions. It's on Corduroy Records. And I found this at Scratch Records here in Vancouver. What a treat. I'm going to keep playing you some more songs from this. So a bit more about them. So the original lineup of the band was Billy Dale on lead guitar, Barry King on rhythm guitar, Barry Windley on drums, and Paul, surname unknown, on bass guitar. They became quite popular on the local scene over the next 12 months, but after a year together, the personnel changed, with Doug Trevor from a Frankston band called The Marksmen coming in on bass, and Lindsay Morrison replacing Barry King on rhythm guitar. It was this lineup that the band cut their debut single for WG Records, Running Wild, B-side with Moon in the Afternoon. At the time, WG had gone through a big change. Ron Tudor had been promoted to head of production and was very keen to sign up local acts, particularly in the wake of the Beatles invasion, which is what I spoke a lot about a few weeks back. In fact, there was a mad rush by all the Australian record companies to sign up Australian acts. Tudor even allowed the Cherokees the extravagance of recording an album, unheard of in 1964, to all but the biggest artists.
I'll keep you love.
Music says it all, but we'd like to say it again. Thank you from all of us at CITR for your generous support during our 2011 fund drive. We just couldn't do it without you.
You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thank you, a million to you.
Okay, so playing music here by 60s beat band from Melbourne called the Cherokees. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. And you know what? I'm even going to keep going and play three more tracks while we have this record, because it's so special. These songs are just so beautiful and puts you back in a different time. And I should say, the Mint Records show last week was amazing here in Vancouver, and it set me back to a certain time. And you really get vibes from music, don't you? And we're actually going to be talking a bit about that with Lana from Synthcake coming up in my interview with her, about the effect of music on the mind and the mood. So I really get a lot out of this great 60s warm, really warm sort of beat music. The Cherokees, so just a little bit more history. So they ended up being a band from 1961 to 68. Another little tidbit of knowledge. Apparently they won the coveted support slot for the Monkees tour of Australia, on which they supposedly outshone them, it says on the back of the LP. Rumours abound that the Cherokees actually played the Monkees set from behind the curtains while the Monkees mimed on stage. So there you have it. A few more tracks here from the Cherokees, and then on to Synthcake, Vancouver music.
Ain't gonna cry no more. to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown!
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
And we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and that's about it with the Cherokees. We played lots of music there from this great LP collection that I found at Scratch Records in Vancouver. I hope you enjoyed that old 60s rock and roll. Now, let's bring it way forward to the present with Synth Cake, a band that's impressed me on the local scene. I went to see them at Shindig at the Railway Club a couple of weeks back. Of course, Shindig is the annual competition Battle of the Bands that CITR hosts, and it's run over a number of weeks. A lot of bands perform, and then some make it through to the next round, the final round, and there's, I guess, one winner at the end. But it's a really good showcase of the local talent and such a variety of bands. And Synthcake, I was impressed with the quality of their music, and I approached them, and approached Lana in particular, the singer, to see if she'd like to chat. And luckily, she was free this afternoon. So Synthcake, really cool, moody, poppy, carnival-type sound, really interesting music with wonderful vocals, because Lana is a jazz-trained vocalist. And she's got a real obsession for synthesizers, which she will get into, and of course informed the name of the band. They're a new band, been around since 2010, and have released one EP called Music Ophelia. And Lana's going to be talking about that EP and current projects and where the band's headed.
Music Ophelia, Music Ophelia, na na na. Na 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 na, musicophilia, musicophilia, na na na.
Stir.
And we're back here on Stranded, and I'm chatting live in the studio with Lana Petrie from local band Synthcake. Lana, I first saw your band, I just realised, at your very first show in 2010. We'll get to that, but before that, I know you have a properly trained musical background. You're a jazz vocalist, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if you could tell me about how you got into that in your training.
So, I was actually going to Kwantlen College studying psychology. And I kind of had one of those moments where I realized that if I focused on psychology and went to school and, you know, went to UBC and all that, that I would kind of lose my true passion, because I feel like I would have to be so focused on one thing that, you know, I would just be singing in karaoke bars and stuff. And that wasn't enough for me. I'm not saying that if you go to school, you can't. Hmm. You can't have a band. I know people who've done it and done well, but I'm just saying for me, I knew that I needed to really focus on music. So my brother was going to music school studying classical guitar, and that kind of inspired me, and I decided to go. And best decision I ever made. It was just like, as far as the people that I met have changed my life from going there, but like the program, I learned a lot. Just my mind just opened up so much regarding music, not just voice, just everything that I learned there just blew it, you know, once it all comes together and makes sense in your brain, you just have this deeper understanding of music as a whole. Any musician who's ever curious about going to VCC or learning more about music in like more depth, and I always pretty passionate about that.
And so you ended up specializing in voice jazz yeah. singing, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I studied vocal jazz, and that was really neat because I didn't know too much about jazz as far as... I just, you know, I knew what I'd heard growing up and everything, but learning about it, you know, the history of jazz and, you know, actually what a jazz standard was, I didn't really know specifically, you know, I just knew kind of the most popular jazz songs, but... So yeah, it was really interesting. I mean, I kind of miss singing jazz music. It'd be fun just to go to just do a jazz gig, but it's just been so long. I don't know.
Yeah, well, the expression certainly comes out in your voice.
I picked up on it when I studied jazz for sure.
Yeah,
singing jazz every single day. It's to seep into your style in some way.
And so, bands prior to Synthcake, I know you formed in 2010, which is relatively recently, so
yeah.
Were you in any other bands prior to that in the city?
Yeah, I started out with a band called The Rub. I met Adam, the lead singer and composer of The Rub, at VCC, and he went there and basically hand-picked a bunch of musicians for his band, and when he asked me, I was just thrilled, because it was always... I just had never been in a band before, and it was just the most exciting thing for me at that time. When I heard his music, I was just blown away. It's just way better than I thought it would be. He's really talented, so I was so excited. And so we were called The Rub for a long time, and then we switched the name to Like Animals again. There's a lot of The Rub. And then, yeah, we went through a few changes with members and some growth in the band. I started playing synthesizer, and that was... a huge thing in my life, but you know, I ended up transitioning me into writing on the synth
and inspiring the name of your exactly. current band. Yeah,
exactly.
And that does bring us up to 2010, when I first saw you play with both of those bands, Like Animals Again and Synthcake, at the legendary show at the Grave Level House.
Yeah, such a good show.
It was.
Best day.
It was extraordinary. This, for listeners, this was a house that was due for demolition, and a whole bunch of local musicians got together and just had a full-day festival, I guess. There were close to a dozen bands. And
best. Just, yeah, all day. I remember I got there, I think, at noon, and I sat down, and we were watching... I wish I could remember right now what they were called, but I think it was... one of Sean Ramsey's, you know, groups that he just put together. I can't remember the name, unfortunately, right now, but it was some psychedelic noise group, and it was awesome. We were just sitting cross-legged, and that's how it began, and then it turned into this epic party at the end of the night where you could barely even move. Such a cool show.
And you've very quickly had a fair bit of success here in the city. With you've released an EP, the Music Ophelia EP, a lot of gigs around town, Best of Vancouver and the Georgia Strait as well, which is pretty cool.
We got a feature in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was exciting. That was fun.
And in terms of the inspiration for the EP, I randomly just was walking through the library downtown, came across a book called Music Ophelia by a gentleman named Oliver Sacks, and I just had to grab it because it's such an unusual title. I knew it was your EP, grabbed it and read it, and I wonder if you could tell me about how you discovered this book as well.
Right, that's a great book. It's very interesting. I think it was Christmas Eve a couple years ago. I was over at my friend's house. We get together every Christmas Eve, and I noticed that she had Musicophilia on her shelf, and it was a book about the brain and music, and I thought it looked really interesting, so I asked her if I could borrow it. I took it home, and the next day I opened up a Christmas present for my brother, and he actually had bought me the book, and it's just so bizarre to me, because what are the chances? So I had two that day, so I went back and I gave it back to her, and yeah, I immediately read the book, and then I wasn't really thinking too much of it as an inspiration, as the fact that I just started singing Musicophilia over and over again, and I just quickly had my computer there and recorded it, and then I worked on, you know, an idea and finished the song.
Yeah, well, it's really a good catchphrase for a song. It's very hypnotic, and the first song off your EP, and it's definitely a book I recommend to folks, anyone who's interested in music, because it's basically, I guess he's a psychologist talking about how music is just so intrinsic to the human condition, and there's this whole movement now of, say, neuroplasticity of the brain and how different things are happening at different times and what music's literally doing to the cerebral cortex. And he talks of fascinating conditions where a guy is hit by lightning.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No musical inclination at all before that, and wakes up the next day and he's just a rabid musician and he can't stop for the rest of his life.
It's like so insane.
I know. So yeah, it's a really cool book.
Go on with your needle and thread.
two tracks there from the EP by Synthcake, Musicophilia. The songs were Solo and House of Grounding.
So that was the first part of my interview with Lana from Synthcake. She's a real joy to talk to, a passionate musician, local artist here in Vancouver. And the second part of the interview, I get into asking her about influences and also her equipment, synthesizers that she uses, and upcoming recording projects for the band.
Wasn't necessarily anything like, I didn't think I'm gonna, you know, I didn't even know what I was doing, basically, like, as far as I just picked up the synth and just started writing, and it totally inspired a different kind of sound. I used to write on the guitar, kind of more folk music, and I never felt like I wanted to pursue that music, because I just was, it's being hard on myself, because I knew that some of it was worth sharing. I just wasn't ready to really say this is me, you know? And so when I started just fiddling around on the synth, there was a song that popped out, Dancing Brain, which is on the EP, which was my first Synthcake song. And I recorded it. I was just having fun, you know, like just experimenting. I didn't even know what I was doing. I was just using GarageBand. I didn't even have a preamp or anything, so the quality was just like right off the mic on the computer and stuff. I remember showing it to Adam. He's the first person that heard. Adam, he's in Synthcake as well. For the first time, and I was just like shaking, because I was just like, had never done anything like that or shown anyone anything that I'd written like that. So it was really, it's kind of a big moment for me. And then I just ended up, it just kind of spilled out of me a few other songs. Red Raw was the second song. Solo, I wrote after that. And Red Raw and Solo were actually inspired by those songs. Lyrically were inspired by my experiences in the Rub and Like Animals Again. So the EP is actually, most of the lyric content actually has to do with my experiences with music, which is why the title works so well.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, pretty much every song is about music other than one of them, I think.
Yeah.
So it was neat. It was just being inspired by the sounds on my synthesizer, big one for me, which... It's really interesting. I never thought of that. I was always thinking you have to be inspired by some traumatic event or, you know, something. And yeah, I mean, that does happen, and that is in my EP as well. But the sounds can really trigger some sort of inspiration in you. And so that's what I try to do sometimes when I write, is just find a sound that inspires me. And what the way it makes me feel, and, you know, try to express that.
It's, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that's exactly what, if you dig into that book, Musicophilia, talking a lot about that. Sounds just fire things off in the brain, just send you in so many different
just
places.
Just all of a sudden, boom, it's just, you're somewhere else. Something's cut pouring out of you that you just don't, it's like, it's kind of out-of-body experience sometimes. It's really bizarre. Not always, but those are the best moments when you're writing.
And then, speaking of synthesizers, for the technologically literate among the listeners, what is your synth? Is it what model, what make, you know, what?
My synth is a Nord Lead. I actually had my first synth that I bought for Like Animals Again got stolen, and I actually cried, not because of the money thing, but because I had bonded with that synth. And that was really, it was just like, that's, you know, it was what Creative Synthcake was in, from that synth, right? So it was kind of this emotional thing for me. But then it ended up being a really good thing in a way, because I was forced to upgrade and I got a way better synth.
Yeah.
The Nord Lead is way more expensive and just sounds better. It just makes so much more sense, right? So I was going to upgrade, but it was just forced me to upgrade way sooner. I was just like, I have to get a synth. It took me months to find the right synth, because when you're buying an instrument, you need to have this kind of moment where you bond with it, where you just have this kind of spark, right? Sometimes I'd play synthesizers and it just wouldn't have the spark. There's just like nothing there. It's just like going on a date or something.
Yeah.
And when I played the Nord Lead, I actually, there was a guy named Sean from a band called Facts. He had one, so I went and tried his, and I had that moment, and I felt there's something that there's a spark.
Yeah.
And I actually had looked at it before online. I was like, I'm not interested in that one. I don't really care, because it just I didn't think anything of it, and then I went back and
yeah.
Actually, it was way better than I thought. And Adam has an MS-2000, which is, I just think that's the coolest synth. I kind of have synth envy sometimes with that synth.
Yeah.
But it's nice that we have the different synths, because the tones are quite different.
Mm.
So it's good to have variation, but I almost got an MS-2000 because it's really, they're awesome. Air, you know the band Air?
Yeah. German band.
They use a lot of, there's a record I think where it's all MS-2000. I'm not sure which one, but.
Right. Well, there you go. That's for the technologically inclined out there. Cool. And this is a really cool EP. This is the Synth Cake Music Ophelia EP, 6 tracks. And it is the first of many recordings to come, I would think, because there's something in the works.
Yes, right? Yes. We're actually in the middle of recording our next EP. It's going to be a 5-song EP. And we're really excited about it. Because then it's basically, instead of waiting for to write, you know, 5 more songs and release a full length, we thought it'd be fun just to get it out there, and we're hoping to put actually get a record and split the first EP and the second EP, so we'll sell them on vinyl, and it'll be almost like a full length.
Well, that'd be a really great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and still the same 4 core members in the band here: Adam, Chris, and Joseph.
Actually, Joseph just recorded trumpet.
Yeah.
He's in SSRIs and
right.
Anson Uncles.
Yeah.
So he's a busy guy.
Yeah.
But now we actually have Christy playing trumpet and singing harmonies and playing glock, which is really great. And Nathan as well playing accordion and synth. So we had a couple new members since that first show. We were 3-piece for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, it's really exciting.
That's fantastic, Lana. And any gigs we can look forward to coming up in the city?
Yeah, we have one coming up at Oswaldo from the Morning After show is putting on. He's been putting on this indie, I can't remember what he's calling it, Indie Pop Vancouver, I think, on Friday nights at the Legion.
Hmm.
So we're going to be playing with him and Rain on the Sidewalk. And Daniel Ruiz has a new band, I think, and I still have yet to hear the name of that band, but he's going to be playing with us as well. So that's on the 16th of December.
At what venue?
At the Legion.
The Legion. Great. So that's Synth Cake at the Legion, 16th of December. And the Synth Cake Music Ophelia, a great Christmas gift, I think, for one and all. And some more music to look forward to in recorded form. So.
Lyrics and rhymes, hoping with NPR is proud to sponsor the Junkyard 6-month anniversary party featuring great local talent from Korean Gut, Nuh-Uh, and Hole in My Head. Junkyard is a monthly night at Pat's Pub on the last Saturday. CITR is proud to sponsor the Junkyard 6-month anniversary party featuring great local talent. CITR is proud to sponsor. CITR is proud to sponsor the Junkyard's. CITR is proud to sponsor the Junkyard 6-month anniversary party featuring great local talent from Korean Gut, Nuh-Uh, and Hole in My Head. Junkyard is a monthly night at Pat's Pub on the last Saturday of every month, so mark your calendars for Saturday, November 26th. Junkyard starts at 10 and goes to 1, so don't be late. Beer specials and delicious food will get you in gear to party. Junkyard at Pat's Pub is proudly sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM. December 15th, be ready for Streetlight Manifesto and Real Big Fish to take over the Vogue Theater.
Would you be upset if I told you we were dying?
Streetlight Manifesto and Real Big Fish will co-headline the show with guests Lion Eyes and Rodeo Ruby Love. Tickets are already available online at unionevents.com and voguetheater.com and at Red Cat and Zulu Records. Streetlight Manifesto and Real Big Fish co-headlining at the Vogue Theater December 15th.
We'd like to take a moment to thank businesses who have made generous donations to FundDrive 2011. Thank you to Fortune Sound Club,
The Cobalt,
Lotus Land Tattoo,
Restricted Entertainment,
and Sanitary Electric Tattoo Company for helping us continue to provide quality alternative programming from 2011 and into the future.
We'd also like to thank our volunteer sponsors, Philo Foods and Ethical Being, for keeping our volunteers sated and caffeinated.
We here at CITR cannot do without your support, so thank you. If you'd like to donate to CITR's Fund Drive 2011, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to citr.ca/funddrive today. Get up, stand up, get up.
Just like me, you'll feel with fire. settle down. Well, seems to be too many toys around.
I don't know if it was the dollars weren't behind or what happened to Invictus.
Well, you hit part of it. Right there, it seemed like it had gotten thrown together at the wrong time, because to a lesser degree, I mean, we talked about Stax and how, you know, we saw Stax fall apart, but Invictus and Hot Wax were victims to a lesser degree of that very same thing. Music was changing, and they didn't change fast enough to appease the insiders, the music moguls, or whatever you want. And by the time the music did get turned around and was more of a disco vein, things had passed a lot of the Invictus artists by.
An interesting fact about the next artist, Hot Wax, which is affiliated